Good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN on a Friday here. I guess it's not quite the final Friday of October. We have one more next week, but it is the fourth Friday of the month, which means it's our chance to talk with the Riley County Police Department. And joining us via Zoom here today, we have Director Dennis Butler of the Police Department. Good morning.
Morning, Brandon. How are you today?
I'm doing all right. Looking forward to this weekend. Big football game coming up, Sunflower Showdown. Are you excited?
Yeah, I'm always excited for college football, especially when you can go see it.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And I think a lot of the general consensus here is K-State's going to get themselves a nice win here Saturday. We sure hope. And I don't think we have to hope too hard. Judging by our sports guys, they've been giving KU some guff all week. So,
you never know. That's why they play the game, right?
That's right. You can't overlook opponents ever.
Yeah.
Well, getting into our conversation here today, I know you've got some things, a lot of stuff going on in the police department. It's kind of been a busy month, been a busy year really, but this past month especially, there's been quite a bit of things that have transpired, not all good, some good, some bad. I guess that's kind of the way it goes sometimes.
Yeah, it has been a busy month for us, and we appreciate the community support for what we do. Things have been, through the pandemic, a little slower than normal, but things definitely picked up in October. Hopefully we can get through this and things will quiet down a little bit.
So I know there's a couple of things going on. I know you can't say too much on investigations that are underway here, but starting off with the incident that happened October 2nd, where two Riley County police officers were involved in a fatal shooting of a man up north of Manhattan, a Fort Riley soldier. I know the Lawrence Police Department is in the process of investigating that. You gave an update to the law board Monday, but from my understanding, there's not really a whole lot of new information.
No, and whenever I'm asked about this, I always like to start out by acknowledging what a tragedy this was on October 2nd. We, as an agency, employed every resource we had to de-escalate the situation and try to bring it to a nonviolent conclusion and get the person involved the help they needed, and it just didn't happen. And so that investigation is being handled by the Lawrence Police Department, as you know, and they will be presenting their results to our county attorney once they have finished that. We will also, shortly after that, start a full-scale administrative review to ensure policies in place were followed during that incident. So that's about all I can say about it at this point, and hopefully we can get past this sooner rather than later.
Yeah, certainly. Well, and then about a week later, we saw something we don't see a whole lot here in Riley County. We saw a double murder take place, and two people lost their lives, unfortunately, here. Anything new that's transpired out of that case?
No, again, another horrible tragedy. Two young people lost their lives. I think it was October 9th. I think it was exactly a week after the officer-involved shooting. If there's anything fortunate about this, the officers and detectives working the case were able to identify a suspect right away and bring him into custody within 24 hours. So that investigation, like the first one, are still ongoing. And often what elongates or takes these investigations longer to complete are the forensics. You know, we often talk about the misimpression people get from watching television and programs where the cases are solved rather quickly and lab results come back, you know, the next day or a couple of days later. And that just is not how it works. And it all comes down to laboratory capacity in our state. So it's just taking a while to get back all the forensics that have been submitted for analysis.
And is it taking longer than normal because of because of COVID, or is that why?
I don't know. I don't know. You had suggested talking about our violent crime rates here, and we've seen it tick up a little bit since the lockdown has been lifted, but not dramatically. But I can't speak to what's happening in other communities, so it could be the case. I just don't know. You know, we are our employees, as you know, and you've probably talked to other businesses. We often have people required to stay home because they've been exposed to somebody with COVID and they have to get tested. That could be happening at the labs too. I haven't heard that. It could be a whole host of reasons. I just don't have an answer for you. But it's not unusual for forensics to take a long time to get back from the lab. Mm-hmm.
Director, we have a caller on the line here. I believe it's one of our regular callers. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
Yeah, good morning. I think it got cold. Anyway, I think you're doing a great job. I think you brought a lot of wisdom to our department. You brought a lot of people that are happy with you. The general public's happy. However, I witnessed an incident yesterday in Ogden, Kansas at the community center. There was a gentleman in there. I'll just explain the whole thing to you because there's several people who saw it. He walked in the restroom and grabbed a woman. He'd been over to another house about a block away, bothering. Police were called. RCPD was called. It took near an hour to get here. He came here. They talked to him, sent him outside the building by himself. Then they got Pawnee. They took him. Pawnee took him. They determined he was at a mental situation. He jumped out of the car. He jumped out of the Pawnee car. Ended up in the north end of Ogden. Six of your units were over here, and they finally got him. And then he threatened them, and you can look in the rest record. You'll see his name in there. But Ogden is not getting a fair shake. They haven't since RCPD started. They had their own police department. This was jammed down their throat. They were requested to pay a lot of money, which they don't have. I still think, and in my opinion, which doesn't amount to two hills of honeybees, somebody needs to be over here pretty much full time. There is a lot, and everybody knows this. There's 1,500 people here. I think half of them are on meth. Check it out. I'm not just talking to be talking. You're doing a great, great job, and so is all of your department. You have great people, and you're keeping them in line. Thank you for coming here.
Well, I appreciate your comments, and I'll review what you described that happened yesterday in Ogden. I don't have offhand the details of the situation, but I appreciate you letting me know.
All right. Yeah. Thank you for the call. Well, obviously, you know, anytime you see violent crime, it's a cause for concern in the community because we know. It happens, and you guys probably see things more often than the general public does here. But you know, we saw an incident this week where you guys put out a release that a corrections officer was arrested for a domestic situation, and these are situations that happen. They're investigated, and it's unfortunate. But I know you try to prevent all crime as much as possible.
Well, we do. Of course, you know, I've said for years, and it's kind of tongue in cheek, that I ask my officers to be everywhere at once. Now, we all know that's not possible with the resources we have, but we're very strategic using our crime analysis to try to address those areas that are experiencing crime and develop unique and specific strategies for each situation. It's not like the old days where you would just flood an area with police officers because there's high crime with no strategy other than to show up. And so we're constantly adjusting these strategies, and I think it's going to be demonstrated at the next law board meeting. We're going to have George Mason University, which has been analyzing our data for many years, and they've got a very good report that they've already provided to my staff, and we've asked them to provide it to the law board. Does that mean that we're never going to have crime? No, it doesn't. But what it means is with the resources that we have, which we don't have any fat here, I like to say, we don't have any excess. I think we do a very good job of addressing crime where it's occurring and developing strategies for that type of crime and being very focused and legitimate. When those issues are no longer present or they shift to other locations, that's where our flexibility and strategies also shift to. So we take it all seriously and we're working hard to stay on top of it.
Tell me a little bit about this survey. I saw on your the department Facebook page yesterday, there's a survey up about wanting to know if people would want to report crime online.
Well, prior to my appointment, and I'm familiar with this option, the department here did have an online reporting option for certain types of minor crimes, and this would allow citizens any time of day or night to report those types of crimes. And that would preserve resources so we wouldn't have to send an officer to certain types of crimes and they could focus on other proactive strategies that I was just talking about. For the cost that they were required to pay for this software and the use or lack thereof and the data that we were getting, it was not working well according to the staff that works here now. So it was discontinued. So now we're looking at it again to see if we can approach this in a better way, a more effective way, and offer that online reporting option again. There's no promises, but we want to see what the public thinks about it before we go too far down that road. But this is just another example of us continually evaluating we do and how we do it in order to provide better service and reduce crime. So that's what the survey is about.
All right. We got to take a break. We will come back, though, more with Director Butler from the Riley County Police Department after this on News Radio KMAN.